Everyone, please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sunshine notice, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, agenda for Tuesday, June 17, 2025. The time is 7:10. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco is absent and excused this evening. Mayor Kelly?
Present.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Petracco. He's absent and excused.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Minutes, please.
We have regular commission meetings for May 6, 2025, and May 20th, 2025. Motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Communications, please.
Yes, Mayor. We have two. The mayor's office has submitted an event application for the 4th of July celebration scheduled for Friday, July 4th, 2025, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Franklin Avenue between Church Street and Chestnut Street. And the Rotary of Nutley has submitted a raffle application for an on-premise 50-50 cash raffle for Sunday, September 21st, 2025, from between the hours of 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. Motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's it for communications, Mayor.
Thank you. And we have a proclamation on for this evening. Before I read the proclamation, Commissioner Petracco is not here tonight. He's dealing with an issue. His father has a health issue that he's dealing with. But he did ask me to relay a message and that has been inspired by the faith of the new Pope, and that come this time next year, he will be revisiting the proclamation. So without further ado, whereas our nation was founded on the principle of equal rights for all people, the fulfillment of this nation's promise has been long in coming for many Americans. Some of the most inspiring moments in our history have risen from various civil rights movements that have brought one group after another from the margins to the mainstream of American society. Whereas Nutley Board of Commissioners welcomes and encourages diversity and inclusion within our community, and everyone should be able to live without fear of prejudice, discrimination, violence, and hatred based on race, religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Whereas on June 28, 2025 marks the 56th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising in New York City. It is the historic turning point where the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer questioning, and plus LGBTQ plus citizens rose up and fought against the discriminator, which sparked the gay rights movement. And whereas this in the movement towards civil rights for LGBTQ plus people, celebrations have taken place around the country every June to commemorate Pride Month and to recognize the advancement of the LGBTQ plus community. Whereas celebrating Pride Month does raise awareness and provide support and advocacy for the LGBTQ plus community, and is an opportunity to become educated, engage in dialogue, strengthen alliances, and build understanding. While there has certainly been remarkable progress towards acceptance and equality, members of the LGBTQ plus community still continue to face insensitivity, discrimination, and intolerance. And whereas we must commit to support and accept LGBTQ plus individuals, in particular our youth, who compared to their peers are more likely to experience violence and bullying at school, suffer from depression, struggle with substance use, and have attempted suicide. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed by the Nutley Board of Commissioners and the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby proclaim and recognize the month of June as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer Questioning, and Plus LGBTQ Plus Pride Month, and we urge all residents to actively promote the principles of equality and liberty, and we remind the LGBTQ Plus community that they are loved and cherished and seen for who they are, deserving of dignity, respect, and support throughout our town. At this time, I'll invite the commissioners to offer their comments on the proclamation, starting with Commissioner Evans.
Sure. Since the beginning of doing this proclamation, I have gladly signed it. and I will continue to do so. It is my hope, truly my hope, that we can continue to grow in spirit and in mind and body with the expectation that you can look at people for who they are without actually having to label them. I grew up in my professional career. I was very fortunate to work with some very remarkable people. And it was on occasion that you became aware of maybe their orientation or some aspect of their personal life. But what you always knew about them was, and what you looked for was, were they genuine? Were they truly delivering their very best? Did they have a good heart? Right? Did they care? Were they passionate? And I truly hope that the continued recognition of this proclamation, as well as other things that create labels, will one day will grow above that. So I gladly support this.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I've long been a believer that everyone should live and love and live in the skin that they choose, all right, for their entire lives, and that we should respect everyone, and that everyone should have the dignity and the same opportunities that everyone has. It's not just for some people, it's for all people. So I'm very proud to be part of this proclamation, as I have been from the beginning.
Thank you. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Thank you, Mayor. You know, I think this proclamation is very important because it sends a message that not only is a welcoming community, that we accept everybody, and that everyone should not be discriminated against for any reason. And I was very proud to, as mayor, to introduce and bring this proclamation to the table. We will continue to support this. So appreciate that, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I'm proud to continue this proclamation. It's a testament to Nutley that we're welcoming to everyone, regardless of who you are, where you come from, or what you've done in life. And it shows that Nutley rises above the political atmosphere in Washington. It doesn't matter which way the headwinds are blowing. We do what's right, and what's right is welcoming everyone, regardless of their background. And I hope, as everyone said here this evening, that this is a tradition that continues and grows here in Nutley. And at this time, we have Angelica from Nutley Pride, who will offer a few words for us.
Is this on, or hello, thank you for having us. I'm Angelica. I'm with Nutley Pride. I just have a few words, and then I'll carry on. Hi, friends, family, allies, and the incredible LGBTQ plus community of Nutley. Happy Pride Month. My name is Angelica Dolo. I'm the executive director of Nutley Pride. It's an honor to be here today to celebrate Pride Month. Thank you, Commissioner Evans, Commissioner Scarpelli, Commissioner Tucci, and Mayor Kelly for being here today and standing with Nutley Pride and the LGBTQ plus community here in Nutley. It is with immense joy and profound sense of gratitude that I stand before you today here in our wonderful town of Nutley as we celebrate Pride. This isn't just a month on a calendar. It's a vibrant, living testament to who we are, where we've come from, and where we're going, right here in our community. This Nutley Pride, our pride, is a grassroots effort. It's built on the foundation of empathy and acceptance from every corner of our town. It's powered by courageous voices of those who stepped out and the unwavering support of our allies who stand behind us. To our local businesses who have proudly displayed rainbows, opened their doors to our community, thank you for making Nutley a more welcoming place. To our community leaders who have championed inclusivity, recognize the importance of Pride Month throughout proclamations, and support your allies, this is vital to us. To the families who have embraced their LGBTQ plus loved ones with unconditional love, you're building the foundation of a truly inclusive Nutley. And to every single person here today, whether you identify as LGBTQ plus or you're an ally, thank you for showing up. Thank you for making our presence known, for fostering a space where we can all feel safe, seen, and celebrated. This unity isn't just about sharing a joyous day. It's about strengthening the fabric of our town, demonstrating that diversity truly makes us stronger. As we celebrate the progress we've made in the vibrant community we've built here in Nutley, let us also remember that Pride has its roots in protest. It began with a fight for our dignity and human rights. While we have much to be proud of, the fight for full equality and protection continues for many within our community, especially our transgender siblings and people of color. Let the spirit of our unity we feel today inspire us to extend our reach to advocate for justice and compassion wherever it's needed. This is a defiant roar in the face of every bigot, every legislator, and every self-proclaimed moral guardian who thinks they can erase us. They talk about love is love, and we agree, but let's be brutally honest, sometimes love has to throw a damn punch. Because while we're here celebrating our hard-won joy, there are forces actively trying to drag us back to the dark ages, one hateful, discriminatory bill at a time. They think that they can legislate us out of existence. They think a piece of paper can nullify our love, our identities, and our very souls. They clearly haven't met us. We've been here, we're queer, and we're used to fighting for our joy. They can pass all the hateful laws they want, but they can't legislate away our resilience, our power, and our sheer undeniable fabulousness. Their fear is our fuel. So let's keep marching, keep dancing, and keep raising hell. Let's register voters, support our allies, and hold adversaries accountable until they choke on their bigotry. Let's remember that Pride isn't just a party, it's a protest. It's a promise to every young queer person out there that they are seen, they are loved, and they have a future. A future we will fight tooth and nail to secure. Now go forth, be audacious, and never let anyone dim your sparkle. In fact, make it brighter just to spite them. Happy Pride, and let the revolution continue.
At this time, we would like to invite Angelica and the members of Nutley Pride and any allies who wish to come up and take a photo with the proclamation to come forward.
Bye.
Okay, moving on, we have reports. And I see we have a Public Works report from DPW.
Yes, Mayor, I have various reports for March, April, and May.
Great, thank you. And bills, Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Bill list for June 17, 2025. Public Affairs, $159,021.41. Revenue and Finance, $4,035,936.21. Public Safety, $251,097.47. Public Works, $154,861.98. Parks and Public Property, $271,428.99. Water and Sewer Utility, $386,436.52. Payroll as of June 6, 2025, regular payroll total, $1,032,680.85. Overtime payroll total, $69,403.43. Total payroll, $1,102,084.28. For a grand total of $6,360,866.66.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye, with the exception of item number 2500890, which I abstain on.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. At this time, we'll move to public comment on agenda items only. This is public comment on agenda items only. Those who wish to be heard may approach the microphone and say your name for agenda items only. Before we get to that, I do want to invite Eugene Diaz from On3 to speak on two of our agenda items, two redevelopment plans that we're going to be introducing this evening.
Thank you, Mayor. Hi, Eugene Diaz with Prism Capital Partners. We're the owners of the former Hoffman LaRoche campus, now known as On3. We purchased the campus almost 9 years ago in October of 16. And I think we've accomplished some really, truly amazing things, rejuvenating the former campus, bringing in wonderful things like a medical school, Quest Diagnostics Laboratory, some NIH-funded research institutions in the campus, Eisai Pharmaceuticals headquarters, Ralph Lauren. And it's amazing what gets accomplished when together private capital investment and the public and local leaders work together for the common good. Now, there's been an awful lot out there recently regarding a warehouse application for 275 Kingston Street, which was adjourned several weeks ago at the planning board meeting. And I'm here to tell you today that that will be adjourned again tomorrow with the actions that your commissioners are taking tonight in approving two new redevelopment plans to help guide the remaining redevelopment of the On3 campus in Nutley to a more amicable and mutually agreeable end of uses and densities and bulk standards. So my thanks and gratitude, quite frankly, to your commissioners and their consultants who, over the last 2 weeks, I think worked way past midnight on many, many nights, resolving and resolving an awful lot of major issues and questions and concerns. And I feel at the end of the day, what we're going to end up here with On3 and in Nutley is going to be the best of what can be accomplished with private capital and development and vision for a future of this campus. So the warehouse application will ultimately be dismissed and withdrawn, but there are several other actions that are following on from this that will happen over the next sort of 30 and 60 day period of time that I am fully in belief that your governing body will continue their efforts to move this along in the appropriate fashion. So we look forward to withdrawing that application ultimately and proceeding with development of new uses for these sites. I'll leave it up to the commissioners to tell you what some of those uses would be, but they suffice it to say they won't have that kind of truck and traffic impact that so frightened everybody. And likewise, we're happy to continue developing the campus in this smart growth fashion with appropriate uses that I think ultimately you, the public, are going to support, because I believe your commissioners are fully and squarely behind it. So, commissioners, again, thank you so much for you and your consultants. You've worked really hard, tirelessly. We appreciate the effort. We appreciate the cooperation. We're happy to have worked side by side again. It's good to see this great campus and great engine of productivity and growth and financial reward through move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Diaz. And we have our redevelopment council here, Mr. Josh Zielinski. Do you want to expand on any of the proposed plans?
Sure. First of all, yeah, thank you to Mr. Diaz for coming in and providing that information for the commissioners and for the public. With respect to the Kingsland site, the redevelopment plan contemplates a data center being placed on that site. With respect to the Innovation Center, the redevelopment plan contemplates medical research facilities and offices on that site as well. So it is a definite plus and benefit and bonus to the citizens of the community of Nutley.
Thank you, Mr. Zielinski. Do the commissioners have any comments they want to add?
Sure.
Yeah. You want to start?
A couple things. It hasn't been easy getting to this point, but it has been a process that we've had to go through to get to what we have desired, I believe, since we started this, is to have a future-oriented technology, life science-based campus that will promote the economic growth of the community, restore the lost ratables that occurred with the divestiture of Hoffman LaRoche, and do it in a way that makes sense for the community. So I'm very pleased. I'm very excited about the fact that we will have an innovation center that that will contribute to the brand, not only of the company that will be there, but also, I think, contribute to the brand of the campus, which, Gene, I know you've been focused in on, and we've been focused in on, is that whatever we do there needs to add to the brand of the community and create many opportunities, be it through jobs or accessibility. You know, one of the first things that you can see on the campus and the desire of the campus is that it's no longer gated. It's open, and you can see, and you can actually drive through it, and you can see what's going on. I think much has to be done. I'm fully committed to making sure that we achieve the potential that we have laid out. So I'm looking forward to this.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes. This day has been a long time coming, and I think we can all agree on that, all right? And this has been a long road that we traveled, all right? But I believe with the actions that are taking place on both sides, all right, the continuation of the redevelopment of that site will continue to be nothing but remarkable. And, Gene, I want to congratulate you and your team for everything you've done to date, and I want you to know that we stand ready to help in any way that we can. So congratulations.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Well, first, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Diaz and Mr. Cohen on what they've done with the campus thus far. It really is a, you know, the premier innovation hub within New Jersey and the metropolitan area. And with our actions over the next 2 weeks, it will further that life science campus. And I think congratulations goes to our team and to Mr. Diaz's team in moving this forward. You know, it sometimes you have some obstacles that you have to overcome, but when everybody puts everything aside and goes for the common good and the good of this township and the good of Mr. Diaz and his development, that's what counts, and that's where we are right now. So let's move forward, and good times ahead.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I do also want to thank you for coming and congratulate you. And I want to congratulate the rest of the board because, as you said, this was a 9-year process. This predates my time on the board. And this was a all-hands-on-deck effort for almost a decade. So congratulations to the rest of the board. You know, this is a rotating seat. Everyone pretty much gets to sit up here. I just happen to be sitting in this seat right now, but this has been undoubtedly a team effort by everyone involved, Mr. Zielinski, John Inglesino, on three, and all the commissioners, including my predecessor, Commissioner Rogers. I do want to say one thing to the public, though, because from my seat in the last planning board meeting, the public wanted to be able to have an opportunity to voice, you know, whether they have a concern, they approve the plan, or if they're indifferent to it. Those opportunities are coming. We're introducing these plans tonight for a public hearing on July 1st at our July 1st Board of Commission meetings here in this chamber at 7 p.m. There will be a consistency review before the planning board tomorrow evening. Mr. Diaz alluded to that here in this chamber at 7 p.m. as well. These are your opportunities so that you can voice your concerns or praise of the plan or indifference to it. Whatever you want, that's your opportunity to come and voice what you need to say. This isn't something that we're doing just completely behind closed doors because we can't. By law, we have to allow you to have your say in everything, but that's going to be coming up in a very fast-moving pace within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So mark your calendars. There will be a number of opportunities for you to raise your concern.
Mayor, just one more, just for the public's benefit. When we talk about redevelopment plan, these are not plans like some people think of, like blueprints. These are just the zoning for those sites and the possible uses on those sites. So I don't want anybody to think there's some plan that they can open up and look at. It's a Word document. So.
Yes, thank you. That's a very good distinction. It's just more like a plan of ideas of what can go there. And so we're going to make sure that it can be consistent with the master plan of the town and consistent with our values here in Nutley, which I believe it is. So we As I said earlier, we do have public comment on agenda items only, so anyone else wishing to be heard on any other agenda items this evening, now is your opportunity to approach the microphone and state your name for the record. Seeing none, we'll have Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Evans?
I have nothing this evening.
Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, just one announcement. On Thursday, the 26th, we will be holding our summer festival on Franklin Avenue once again, and that will run from 6 o'clock in the evening to 10 o'clock. It's been an outstanding event, and we welcome everyone to come. Gene, if you and your team are available, please come down and enjoy the festivities.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Last week started our farmer's market. It'll run every Sunday. Our new location is on Booth Drive, right next to the beautiful Park Oval and close to Franklin Avenue. So we will welcome everybody to come on down and visit our market.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll announce this at the next meeting as well. But we have our 249th celebration of the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July this year. It's going to be Friday. Fireworks, festivities, everyone is welcome, everyone's invited. Please be sure to get there early to get a good spot to watch the fireworks. It'll be a great show for everyone. And now we'll move on to the ordinance introductions, starting with the two items we just spoke about, ordinance number 3589. This is an ordinance to adopt the Roche South Side of Kingsland Street redevelopment plan. This ordinance creates an overlay zone for the redevelopment of property identified as Block 2000, Lots 1, 4, and 5, and Block 2100, Lot 1, which properties were part of the former Hoffman Roche campus, so that the property can be redeveloped into a data center or other use identified in the redevelopment plan. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun together with notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on July 1st, 2025. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And just a point of clarification, I'm reading both of these on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners. It's not just me. The second one, number 3590, this is an ordinance adopting the Roche Innovation Center redevelopment plan. This ordinance creates an overlay zone for the redevelopment of the property identified as Block 102, Lot 2, and Block 200, Lots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 24, which properties were part of the former Hoffman and Roche campus, so that the property can be redeveloped into a... into a data center.
Well, this was changed.
I don't have a... I'll read the... Okay. I have an old copy. Bear with me. Okay. Ordinance number 3590 reads, an ordinance adopting the Roche Innovation Center redevelopment plan. This ordinance creates an overlay zone for the redevelopment of property identified as Block 102, Lot 2, and Block 200, Lots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 24, which properties were part of the former Hoffman Roche campus, so that the property can be redeveloped into medical offices and practices, et cetera, as identified in the redevelopment plan. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertising that we send together with a notice required by law, and further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners shall be held on its second reading on July 1st, 2025. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Before I vote, I just also want to recognize our township attorney for all the hard work that he put into this project and this plan in bringing us to this point, and also Derek Orth of the Inglesino firm. I vote aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Commissioner Evans, I think we have the budget on for this evening.
Yeah.
Busy night.
We're finally getting to the interesting part of the meeting.
Gene Diaz and Josh, do you guys want to take the time to leave? Unless you guys want to stay and hear the rest of the exciting meeting. Great. Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, Josh.
So we have a couple things to do tonight. We will be adopting our budget tonight. It's the 17th of June, and this is the operating budget for the year 2025, which began in January. We have been operating under temporary resolutions and authorizations to keep the government going. So we have a couple things to do tonight. One is I have a resolution number 15525, which is a capital budget amendment. Budget amendment includes a forecast of potential improvements that will need to be made to the water infrastructure of the municipality, which is a new requirement by the state of New Jersey. So in order to adopt, we have to include a forecast. This is not a binding commitment of spending. It's simply an identification of potential or possible areas of improvement at some point in the future. And generally, this looks out over a forward five-year period. So whereas the capital budget for 2025 was approved on the first day of April, whereas it has been determined that said capital budget must be amended, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, that the following amendments to the capital budget are made for 2025. For the year 2025, as well as the six-year projected period from 2025 to 2030, for the items listed in the resolution. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
My next resolution is a budget amendment. When we introduced the budget back in July, we were continuing to see what we can do to lower the municipal tax increase. As you know, your tax bill is comprised of the school, the county, the municipality, as well as the library and something called county open spaces are all part of that, of your property tax bill. This amendment includes an item of revenue for $300,000, which addresses the cost of crossing guards in the municipality, which as a result of this will reduce the municipal portion of the tax increase by $30 per average household. So we need a public hearing on this?
Sure. So at this time, I'll open the public hearing on this budget amendment. Anyone wishing to be heard on the budget amendment, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record, please.
Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance?
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Yeah, move the amendment. Yeah. Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The next is simple. I do have a condensed presentation for the budget, which will be up on our website in an updated fashion. We will also be updating it for our comparative analysis for the budgets for the sort of average property tax in the county and for the towns that we are comparable to. So we will have that out as those budgets are all approved and adopted. At this point in time, the school portion of the bill is locked in. Our budget, while it's being adopted tonight, needs to be certified by the county, which they will do. We're still waiting for the county to amend have their budget certified, so we don't know what the actual combined property tax increase will be at this point in time. We introduced our budget as a $141 increase, $18 of which is for the library. Having the amendment that we just approved for $30 will reduce the $143 down to $113, of which the municipal share is $93. I do have pending is requests from the state for some additional funding, while that's still pending, and I spoke to them today, that's still pending. We won't know whether or not we'll be receiving anything out of the state budget until somewhere around the 29th of June, which is too late for us to hold our budget. So we, we have to adopt the emergency authorizations have expired, so tonight we're required to adopt. So with that, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and County of Essex that the budget is hereby set forth shall be adopted and shall constitute the appropriation for the purposes of the stated sums that are in the budget and authorization of those amounts as amended with the $300,000 change in it. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
So the $93 is essentially a $7.75 per month increase for the average household.
Yes, from the municipal standpoint, it's under $10 a month.
That's great. That's amazing. Aye.
So it's not an I thing; it's a we thing because I have to put it all together based upon everything you guys give me. So it's together. So
right. So it's $1.25 per commission.
Yeah. So if you wanted to, you could say public affairs is less than a cup of coffee.
Right. Well, the increase.
Yeah, exactly.
Stealing Pete's line.
And look, he's not here.
So, all right. Thank you, Commissioner. And we'll move on to resolutions. And you want to just continue?
Yes. Yeah, I have several. My next resolution is the certification of the governing body for compliance with the United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's enforcement guidance and consideration of the arrest and conviction records in employment decisions under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. We are compliant, and this resolution is necessary because it has to accompany our budget to the state in order for the state to certify our authorization for our budget each year. So now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, hereby states that it has complied with the NJSA 48:4-5 and amended by PL 2017 C-183 by certifying that the locally managed hiring practices comply with the above-referenced enforcement guidance and hereby directs the clerk to cause to be maintained and available for inspection a certified copy of this resolution and the required affidavit to show evidence of said compliance. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
My next resolution, just for clarification, it's read on behalf of the Board of Commissioners. Whereas PB Nutcliffe pursued a first appeal against the township before the Essex County Construction Board of Appeals, alleging certain invoices were improperly charged against PB Nutcliffe's escrow accounts, which by order of the board adopted on March 22, 2022, resulted in the board affirming their appeal in the amount of $127,608.31. Whereas on November 16, 2021, PB Nutcliffe pursued a separate and second appeal against the township before the board alleging that invoices were improperly charged against the PB Nutcliffe escrow accounts totaling $52,418.81. In addition to those at issue in the first appeal, the township accepted the decision of the board finding in favor of PB Nutcliffe on the first appeal, less a disputed sum of $865.15, and has acknowledged the second appeal. Whereas the township and PB Nutcliffe have engaged in settlement discussions regarding the first appeal, second appeal, and disputed sum, and have resulted in an agreement to resolve the differences between them. Whereas pursuant to that agreement, the township has agreed to, one, terminate the escrow agreements for phase 2B, 3, and 2A, refund PB Nutcliffe $177,966.71 for the appeals, which includes $141,893 in disputed amounts, plus the remaining balance in all three escrow accounts of $36,103.19. Funds are available in account 401-226-205, 401-02-205, T-15909-918, T-15912-921, T-15912-923, 920, which has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the Mayor that the Mayor and the Clerk are hereby authorized to execute a settlement document in the form acceptable to the Township Attorney, which shall include, among other terms, a payment to PB Nutcliffe in the total amount of $177,966.71. Be it further resolved that the Chief Financial Officer is hereby authorized to issue refunds to PB Nutcliffe as set forth herein. What's important about this resolution is the dispute actually, it wasn't necessarily whether or not the charge was appropriate. It's a question of whether or not it was chargeable under the existing escrow agreements. Now that we are moving forward, we will produce, generate new escrow agreements, which certain of these amounts will be recoverable under those agreements. So it's just timing, a lot of headache and a lot of timing. Be resolved, and my next resolution be resolved by the Commissioner of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, New Jersey, that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund $537.60 for lot 5601, lot 1. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
To backtrack and vote on.
Did I do that? Or did I skip it?
No, we skipped that one.
So okay.
So take a vote, okay? So 144-25.
So 144-25, so
second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you.
So I still wanted to explain that it was timing, but I forgot to vote on it. So anyway, the next one. Whereas on December 9th, 2024, the Township of Nutley Board of Commissioners awarded a contract to the law firm of Iacullo Martino Rennitz, located at 247 Franklin Avenue, for services of an attorney concerning municipal tax appeals in the township. Whereas the firm has closed their office in Nutley on August 31st, 2024, whereas Steve Martino, who was the attorney from the firm working on the tax appeals, moved to the PEM law firm in West Orange and continue to perform the required tax appeal work in accordance with Resolution 323-2023 dated May 20, 2023. Funds are available on account 401-204-205 to pay the remaining balance for the work performed from September 1, 2024 through December 31, 2024 in the amount of $4,862 and has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners that the Treasurer is authorized to pay PM Law Firm the remaining balance of $4,862 to fulfill the work performed by Mr. Steve Martino, Esquire, described in Resolution 323-23. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
My next two resolutions address our veterans. These are resolutions that I have gladly read on behalf of the board with the full board support. These two resolutions grant a full tax exemption under Statute 54:4-3-30, which provides that a veteran who was honorably discharged from active service in time of war and in any branch of the armed services, who has been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be 100% totally and permanently disabled, connected to their wartime service, they're granted a full tax exemption of their dwelling and the lot in which it's situated. Taxpayer in the first and veteran in this first application has met all of those requirements, and so they're now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that a veteran covered under Daniel's Law, as a result, details of this individual are kept confidential, be granted full exemption from payment of property taxes from May 30, 2025, and all subsequent years thereafter on the property and identified on the application submitted to the Tax Assessor's Office. Be further resolved that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund a amount of $1,142.66 for 2025 property taxes. I will read the second one and we can vote both of them together. The same applies for the second veteran under the same conditions of statute 54:4-3.30. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that Mary Rowe be granted full exemption of the payment of property taxes from June 2nd, 2025 and all subsequent years for the property identified as Block 4700, Lot 29, known as 70 and Mountain View Avenue. Mary has provided us with full documentation supporting her full exemption as required by the United States Veterans Administration. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund $1,191.96 for 2025 property taxes. I move resolutions 149-25 and 150-25. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
My next one is a change in our custodian of our petty cash account, which is $650, recognizing that Kathy Repashevsky, who has been our custodian and is our qualified purchasing agent, will be retiring this summer. Whereas in accordance with NJSA 40:521, the Township of Nutley is changing custodian to Jamie Artisan. Artisan, thank you for that. And whereas Jamie is bonded from June 17, 2025 through December 31st, 2025, now therefore be resolved by the that the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, hereby authorizes such action in two copies of this resolution be filed with the Division of Local Governmental Services, New Jersey Department of Community Affairs for approval. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Only two more. My next resolution is an administrative as part of the budget and required by the by statute is to move certain balances around to a combined account that relate to the prior year. So be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the statutory provision of RS 48:4-59, the following transfers of 2024 appropriation reserves be and the same are hereby authorized from the accounts listed herein to the Capital Improvement Fund for a total amount of $2 million. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
My last resolution is whereas 48:15-16 permits the use of a procurement card by local units for specific circumstances to be used for certain payments, whereas the statute permits the municipality to adopt policies that permit specifically named employees to P cards for the acquisition of goods and services under certain circumstances that are set forth in the statute. Whereas Commissioner of Revenue and Finance recommends the establishment of the procurement card program with Valley Bank, a well-established provider of this service, consistent with the above statute to gain further efficiency and advance procurement best practices and internal controls. Whereas all transactions must comply with local public contract law, NJSA 48:11-1, et al., and the use of the P-card will not change or eliminate any provisions of that law. Whereas the Chief Financial Officer, along with the Qualified Purchasing Agent, will be responsible for the administration of the program consistent with the P-card statute and local public contract law. Whereas consistent with recommendations contained herein, the Township desires to establish the procurement card program with Valley Bank with a maximum allowable limit of $5,000 with an annual fee of $75. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, does hereby authorize the Mayor and Municipal Clerk to execute all necessary documents to secure a P-card from Valley Bank in order to establish a procurement card program consistent with NJAC 5:38-9A and NJSA 48:5-15. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Thank you. Whereas Township of Nutley, pursuant to NJSA 52:34-6-2, C-139, made by resolution and without advertising for bids, purchase goods or services using a New Jersey Cooperative Purchasing Alliance that has been developed utilizing a competitive bidding process by another contracting unit within the state of New Jersey when available. And whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Parks and Public Property intends to add lighting to Glotzback Park Girls Softball Field, and whereas Musco Sports Lighting LLC, 100 First Avenue West, P.O. Box 808, Oskaloosa, Iowa, has provided a quote in the amount of $355,000, and whereas the cost of the design, permitting, and construction of the improvements for Glotzback Field Girls Softball Field will be supported by the Green Acres Urban Parks Grant fiscal year 25 for the entirety of the project cost, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for lighting of Glotzback Park Girls Softball Field be awarded to Musco Sports Lighting from Oskaloosa, Iowa, in the amount of $355,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas Township of Nutley, pursuant to NJSA 40A:11-11, made by resolution and without advertising for bids, purchase goods or services under an approved county cooperative purchasing program, and whereas the Township of Nutley is a member of the Bergen County Purchasing Cooperative Pricing System, and whereas the Bergen County Purchasing Cooperative has awarded a contract to Keystone Sports Construction, 1100 Shell Lane, Suite 104, Phoenixville, PA, for synthetic turf maintenance, repair, and replacement services via the Bergen County Resolution, and whereas Keystone Sports Construction of the same address has provided a quote in the amount of $848,981, and whereas the cost of the design, permitting, and construction of the improvements for Monsignor Owens Field will be supported by the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection Green Acres Program, again for the entirety of the project cost, and whereas the Township of Nutley has allocated the following funds to support the project, the Green Acres Urban Parks Grant Fiscal Year 25 grant in the amount of $848,981, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for the upgrade of the girls softball field at Father Glotzback Park be awarded to Keystone Sports Construction of Phoenixville, PA. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Mayor, if you want me to do Commissioner Petracco's after mine, I will.
Yes, I would ask that. Thank you.
All right. Whereas bids for NJDOT 2022 Chestnut Street Roadway Improvement Project, Franklin Avenue to Whitford Avenue were received and opened on Wednesday, June 29, 2022. And whereas DLS Contracting 36 Montesano Road was the low bidder, and whereas the base bid for NJDOT 2022 Chestnut Street Roadway Improvement Project was in the amount of $614,652.50, for a total bid amount of $614,652.50, and whereas change order number one was authorized by resolution number 246-23 for a total increase amount of $46,052.45, for a total contract amount of $660,704.95, and whereas change number two has been authorized for a decrease in the amount of $15,079.60, for a total contract amount of $645,625.35. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number two is attached as a change from the contract previously made by the Township of Nutley with DLS Contracting for the project known as NJDOT 2022 Chestnut Street Roadway Improvement Project, and are hereby authorized and approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the Nutley Fire Department currently owns the following TNT extraction tools as listed, and whereas said equipment is no longer needed by the Nutley Fire Department, and therefore pursuant to NJSA 40A:11, the Township desires to donate said equipment to the Passaic County Public Safety, Passaic County Community College. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township is authorized to donate the aforementioned equipment to the Passaic County Public Safety, Passaic County Community College, effective immediately. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. I have a couple on for this evening. Resolution number 14325, whereas the Department of Treasury Division of Taxation provide tax clearance certificates for said licensees are qualified to be licensed according to all standards established by New Jersey statutes annotated Title 33 and regulations promulgated thereunder, as well as current and local ordinance and conditions consistent with Title 33 for the establishment listed establishments listed below for this renewal period. Whereas these establishments have been inspected by the Board of Health, Fire Department, Code Enforcement, and the Police Department, the Township of Nutley are in satisfactory condition, and therefore it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the renewal of the plenary retail consumption licenses, the plenary retail distribution licenses, and club license be granted the following licensees effective July 1st through June 30th, 2026. Be further resolved that the municipal clerk is hereby authorized to sign and issue said license certificates for the licensing period of July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2026. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. This next one is to reappoint Meredith Blank as the Municipal Registrar of the Township of Nutley. Meredith Blank does far more than just is just a registrar, and her dedication to the township is unmatched, and she's a great asset to the town, and so I'd probably moving this resolution be resolved that by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Meredith Blank be reappointed Certified Municipal Registrar for the Township of Nutley for a three-year term effective May 13, 2025 through May 13, 2028. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And we have, and I forgot to mention this in my announcements, but this Thursday is Juneteenth, and we'll be having our town's Juneteenth celebration at the Oakley from 4 to 8 p.m. this Thursday, Juneteenth. It doesn't conflict with the high school graduation since that's been moved to 10 a.m. on June 19th. So everyone is invited and all are welcome to our Juneteenth celebration this Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Oakley. Whereas Juneteenth or Juneteenth Independence Day commemorates the traditional observance of the end of slavery in the United States and is observed annually on June 19th. Whereas President Abraham Lincoln declared that in giving freedom to the slave, we assure freedom to the free. Honorable alike in what we give and what we preserve. We shall nobly save or meanly lose the last best hope on earth. And whereas on January 1st, 1863, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation declaring that all persons held as slaves within any state or designated part of a state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States, shall then be thenceforward forever free. Whereas President Lincoln correctly believed that slavery to be a violation of the principles of the Declaration of Independence, and that its abolition represented a new birth of freedom for the United States. Whereas more than 2 years would pass before the news reached African Americans living in Texas, whereas on June 19, 1865, Union Major General Gordon Granger and his regiment arrived in Galveston and spread the word that slavery had been abolished. Whereas the following year, the first official Juneteenth celebrations took place in Texas and have continued across the United States throughout the years. Whereas in 1979, Texas became the first state to make Juneteenth an official holiday. Several others followed suit over the years. In June 2021, Congress passed a resolution establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday. President Biden signed it into law on June 17, 2021. Whereas Juneteenth is an important opportunity to honor the principles of the Declaration of Independence and celebrate the achievements and contributions that African Americans have made and continue to make across our country. May therefore it be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, and ask the community to join them in recognizing and celebrating Juneteenth on June 19, 2025. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Whereas 4th of July, also known as Independence Day, is a national holiday celebrated annually commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, whereas the Township of Nutley, in observance of Independence Day, will be hosting 4th of July festivities, a firework display on or about Thursday, or this should be Friday, July 4th, 2025. Whereas Garden State Fireworks, P.O., Box 403, Carlton Road, Millington, New Jersey, 07946, is the vendor performing the fireworks activities for the Township of Nutley, and therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township authorizes and discharges the use of fireworks by its vendor on or about July 4th, 2025, with a rain date for the next clear night. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. This is to recognize June as autistic, or June 18th as Autistic Pride Day, which is tomorrow. Whereas June 18th is Autistic Pride Day, this is a day dedicated to celebrating the full identity, value, and dignity of autistic people. Whereas for Autistic Pride Day 2025, the theme is simple, powerful, and uncompromising, unapologetically autistic. Whereas this is important awareness, day highlights the value of autistic individuals and integral members of the society, encouraging acceptance, understanding, and empowerment. Whereas raising awareness and acceptance about autism is essential in promoting early diagnosis, intervention, access to appropriate resources, and support. Whereas creating an inclusive and supportive environment for individuals with autism involves promoting understanding, empathy, and acceptance within schools, workplaces, homes, organizations, and communities. Whereas Autistic Pride Day challenges stereotypes and promotes the idea that autistic individuals have unique strengths and perspectives worth celebrating, Nellie's Rise Beyond Committee aims to do just that by providing not only autistic individuals, but all individuals with special needs, meaningful employment. Whereas collaboration among schools, families, businesses, and the broader community is essential to enhancing acceptance and understanding autism, and to further further inclusive practices that provide economic stability and benefit one's overall health and well-being. Whereas the Mayor and Board of Commissioners recognizes the ongoing efforts required to advance autism acceptance and awareness, contributing to the creation of a more compassionate and inclusive community. And therefore, be resolved, the Board of Commissioners attached to Nellie County of Essex State, New Jersey, ask the community to join them in recognizing and celebrating Autistic Pride Day on June 18th, 2025. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations, Nellie Clifton Hockey Club and Rotary Club of Nellie. One's a Nellie Clifton Hockey Club off-premise merchandise raffle on Wednesday, November 26, 2025, and Rotary Club on-premises 50-50 cash raffle Sunday, September 21st, 2025. These applications have been reviewed and approved by Municipal Clerk and Police Department, and therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nellie County, of Essex State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are hereby approved and the Municipal Clerk is authorized to issue said licenses. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. At this time, we'll open up the meeting to the public. Anyone wishing to be heard on anything that they wish to address the Board of Commissioners with, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record. This is anyone who wishes to be heard on any item for the Board of Commissioners. Please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
Ms. Farley. Hi. My name is Mark White. I have this little proposal. I've never done one of these before, so I'm totally green.
Just speak up.
I'll take the mic. Can I just pass this out for you?
I'll take the mic.
Good evening. If I could have a couple minutes of your time, I prepared a small proposal to discuss adding bike lanes to certain major streets in Nutley. Thank you. I've been a Nutley resident for about 3 years now, and I can honestly say that I love this town. Coming from New York, I can say that this has been one of the best moves of my life. Like a lot of people relocating from urban areas, I was drawn to Nutley's accessibility, small town feel, and how close everything is to home. That is exactly why I put this proposal together, to build on what already makes Nutley great. As you will see, this is a phased plan for adding designated bike lanes on a few key streets that would serve both current residents and future growth. It is designed not only for people like myself who use an electric scooter locally, but also for the growing number of high school students we see biking to school, to Clifton Commons, and to Franklin Avenue. By adding safe, dedicated bike lanes, we give people, especially our younger residents, safer ways to move around town without adding to traffic congestion. It is also a way to modernize Nutley's infrastructure in a way that reflects how more people are already choosing to travel. The streets I have included here, like Franklin Avenue, Center Street, and Washington Avenue, were chosen because they are already popular routes. I believe with some proper maintenance and a few smart upgrades, they can safely support both cars and cyclists and parking. and all micro-mobility devices. My hope this evening is to get this on your radar and to start the conversation about what might be possible. That's it.
Thank you. And I don't believe for a second that you're a rookie at this, because this is very well done. This is very good. Commissioner Scarpelli, did you want to?
The only thing, Mark, is a couple of streets that you identified are county roads. So that.
What does that mean?
That means that they are owned and maintained by the County of Essex. They're not maintained or owned by the municipality. So it's like Center Street, Franklin Avenue. So that requires us to go through the county. So that's the only challenge that I see there. And Washington Avenue, although we maintain, is part of a state highway. So there's some challenges with the road you've chosen. That's all I'll say.
Okay. But don't be discouraged.
Yeah, just pointing that out.
Yeah, this is New Jersey, so nothing's simple. But this is something that we'll definitely take a look at and review. And is your contact information on here?
Yeah, it should be on this page in the back.
Okay, great. So we'll be in touch.
Okay. And I can email this to anybody here if they want to see it.
Yeah,
please.
Give
it to the municipal clerk.
Yes. You can email it to me.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
I can get your contact. I guess after.
Sure. She'll give it to you.
All right.
Did either of you want to? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, Mr. Bruno, I think we have a need for an executive session this evening. Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Move it.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations. Is that it, Council? Be it further resolved that at the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exception provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Evans? Yes. Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And we won't be conducting any further business this evening. Our next meeting will be Tuesday, July 1st, 2025, here in the Commission Chambers at 7 p.m. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the public portion of the meeting.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And the time is now 8:20.